This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. It's the home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, and the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, you know, I took part in a class right about a year ago at Tactical Response, and it was like 53 people. And the instructors there were going, wow, this is a big class. They didn't speak to my guest. Because he exceeded that and then some. So joining me again from Legally Armed in Detroit is the chief instructor at Rick's Firearms Academy. That would be one Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how are you, man? Good evening to you. How are you doing on this fine day?
Well, I'm probably not as tired as you are.
You know what? I am tired still. You know, I haven't gotten all the rest that I needed, but I got enough because there's a lot of post-event type stuff that I'm attending to, you know, right now. Speaking of, like being on the Lock and Load radio show with my friend, Bill Frady.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Now, before we get to the punchline here, take me back to the first time you decided that you were going to get back to Detroit. I don't know if you thought of it in those terms or whatever. However you thought about it, you decided to start training women to fight with a handgun or to get their concealed. What was your thought process when you started your what is becoming an annual event now?
You know, I had already lived my journey, man, where I got robbed in my driveway coming home from work one day and long become a gun owner and a CPO holder and a firearms trainer. And, you know, I just went about my business just training people who had an interest in taking on a more active role in their personal protection. But a few years after I got started, man, I saw this very distressing story on the news. And it's rather ironic because this story has replayed itself several times in just the last week or so here in Detroit. Going back 8 years ago, it was a woman who was killed and her body was just discarded on the street as if she was trash. Well, we've had several women, you know, within the last couple of weeks who have turned up dead and in some cases, you know, just discarded, you know, in the public, man, whether it's on a porch or whether it's on a out in the field somewhere. And it really, for me, it was like taking me full circle. But in the aftermath of me seeing that distressing story 8 years ago, it really bothered me. And I thought, you know, somebody should do something, you know. And as I thought about it, you know, I just said, well, look, this is not going to save the world, man, but I can do something. And I just took the social media and just put out an advertisement, you know, to anyone that was connected to me or could see the message I was putting out. I partnered with the gun range, and they wouldn't charge any range fees. But, you know, if you needed ammo and a gun, you'd have to be on your own. So I laid out the ammo and I let the women use my gun. I got five or six fellow firearms trainers to join me. And we trained 50 women that day, man. And I tell you, I felt so good and so warm and fuzzy inside, man. And I did a good thing that I just merely kept it going. You know, I couldn't, you know, do this thing as frequently as I would like, but could do it when I can, and it just became an annual thing. So quickly, we go from 50 to 100 to 200 to 400, 5, 6, 7. 7 last year. I was shooting for 9. We made it just over 8 this year, 800 women trained. And, you know, I feel really good about what we did, man. And I just want to keep going. I just want to keep going. You know, I'm so emboldened now with the support that I'm getting from fellow, you know, trainers and gun rights organizations, man. I really, truly want to train 1,000 women next year.
Well, I have every, I believe that you will train 1,000 women next year. I'm still trying to fathom how this plays out, but that's all right, because we're going to find out as we go along. What is the difference now that you have to go through? Like when you decided to put this together and you did your first 50 person class, and now it's, you know, you're getting into the 800, 900 person class. What's the difference in logistics and lead time that you have to devote to this to actually pull this off?
I mean, it's a huge project, man. And fortunate for me, I majored in industrial engineering. I got a project planning and project management background and actually, you know, did it, you know, on the job for a number of years, man. But you come up with a project plan, man, and you draw your diagram and you figure out your critical path and what things cannot be delayed because they'll delay the overall project. You take a look at facilities. You took a look at manpower, resources. You take all these things, man, and you just have to effectively manage it. And it went from a small project to one that's becoming a rather large project in terms of scope of the number of people that we're looking to process and train, man. But, you know, it is in sum total, it's a complex project. But when you break it down to its finite elements, it's manageable and you can track it and you can keep moving it forward and find out where your bottlenecks are.
Yeah, I would imagine at the very latest, or at the very least, I would say, yeah, that sounds like a big project to me.
Yeah, it's, you know, it is. It's just one that I'm just intimately familiar at, and I dare say that I'm an expert at doing and managing this project. It's not so much different than any other project. I mean, a project is a project. You know, you have your goals and you have what you're trying to achieve, you have your resources, and you have your critical path, man. You just have to manage it.
Right. Your critical path. So one of the questions I'm dying to ask you is simply, what, if you could do it, considering what you do now, if you could do it, what would you try to... What would be the thing you would try to top this with? I know besides 1,000, I mean, you're so close to 1,000 now. Statistically speaking, we could call it that. But I know you're looking to go 1,001. Done?
Right.
And
exactly.
So what would you top that with?
As of right now, I don't know. You know, all I'm doing is just taking one step further. I mean, if I was taking a trip, say if I was going to walk, like some of these athletes that do these runs, man, where they do like a 100-mile run. You know, how do you do a 100-mile run? You do that first mile, right?
Yep.
Then after you get that first mile done, then you do another one. And you can't see the third mile until you do the second. You just keep going, man. We'll see. And you know what? You can't see the whole horizon in front of you. You only see a little bit as you go forward. And as I get to that 1,000 and I reach that threshold and I go past it, I'll be able to see even more. And then once I see even more, then that'll expand my horizons, man, and I can adjust accordingly. But right now, I'm not focused on anything past 1,000. 1,000 is where my eyes are right now. 1,000.
Okay. You hang on right there. We're going to be right back. I'm talking to my friend Rick Ector, who truly did something momentous this past week. We're going to get into the description of what the ladies went through while they were there. And get you some information on how you can help if you would like to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Officer.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. I am speaking with one Rick Ector. Rick, now, let me ask you a question. Day to day, at Rick's Firearms Academy, how often do you train people?
Well, I have a regular rotation where I do a class every other week. That seems to be, you know, just for the concealed pistol license class. And then I do some other things from time to time, you know, some other disciplines for which I'm credentialed to teach that are not as popular, but maybe once or twice a year, you know, then there's enough people that are interested to do those other things. Right now, what I'm getting geared up for, I got behind schedule off track when my mom passed earlier this year in January, so that kind of threw me off, you know, dealing with that. But I have done a firearms instructor certification class by now, and of course I didn't do that yet, but that's something that's going to be gearing up pretty shortly. And then, of course, my range safety officer, chief range safety officer training course. And there's a few other certs I have. I usually throw out there and gauge some interest in private training, private, you know, classes, groups. That's always something that's being done on an as-needed basis when someone, you know, has a group and wants to do that. And the other thing that I'm really getting into is the writing, man. I've been talking with my mutual friend, Ken Blanchard, and he's pointing me in the right way with regards to writing and publishing. So I'm going to be getting into that very shortly. But right now, man, I have a full plate, and it gets fuller. But you know what? You manage your days effectively. You don't goof off and waste too much time. You really will be surprised with how much you can actually get done, especially if you put everything on a project and track it, you know, and hold yourself accountable to the milestone that you set.
Yeah. Well, that's the key thing, though, isn't it? Time. Time is
the
thing.
We all have the same amount of time. It's just how are you managing it? Like, everyone's talking about, what's this, Game of Thrones, right? It's a cool show. I watched, you know, several seasons of it, but you know what? Haven't been feeling it because I'm busy. I got other stuff I need to do. Busy. You laugh. I am so serious.
Well, I'm laughing because I've never seen it. Believe it or not, I have not seen a single episode of it.
I'm not knocking it. I actually dig the show, man. It's just I've been too busy to get to it, even though you can pull up the episodes when you want, you know. When you're too busy to do on-demand TV, hey, you know that you're focused and your nose is to the grindstone and you're handling business.
Well, it'll be there. It'll be on demand for years and years to come. So when
it will be there.
When there's a moment that you're not doing something, you can go back and look at it.
Exactly. If it's still important and relevant to you at that time, right? There's always the new shiny object on the horizon.
Yeah, time. The time factor is that's the one thing. Yeah, when I talk to people about this, that's the thing that makes me the angriest is when if somebody gets out there and wastes my time.
You know, especially when you're focused on projects with deadlines and stuff that need to be met, and then, you know, people will you know, try to interrupt, and I'll just totally disengage myself and just don't answer the phone, man. If I'm focused and I know that burning time on the phone is going to keep me from getting these individual milestones achieved so I can get the eventual project done, I just won't answer the phone, man. Just keep going. If it's important, guess what? If it's important, they will leave a message. Hopefully not a long one, you know?
Right. Because who's got time for that?
And I'm not trying to be funny. I am so serious.
No, but it's just the way you say it. I get a kick out of it. Get a kick out of it. I'm very sorry about that. So in addition to that, I mean, so how many days a week do you actually have to train people?
It depends on what we're talking about. If we're talking about the concealed pistol license class for the license, that's just one day, 8 hours typically with breaks and questions and things. Sometimes it goes out 8.5, maybe even 9, you know. And if I'm totally, like, not paying attention and engaging people who like to, you know, ask lots of questions, you know, it could go conceivably longer, but I try to, you know, keep it reined in. You know, in between that and private training, and, you know, I keep a full schedule there.
Now, private training, is that as, is it truly private? Is it one of those things where somebody's come in and they're like, I don't want to be into class. I just want to be there, and I want you to teach me all the little tricks.
Well, you know, what I get a lot of times, man, is that, you know, you have people who are, dare I say, you know, celebrity, okay? Now, they're not a celebrity on the level that, you know, anyone, like, if they can't go to New York, you know, or go to Chicago because people will mob them. But, you know, local to the area and to the region, they're well-known. And, you know, these people who are local to the area and are relatively well-known, well, they don't want to have a class, you know, with just people who are not well-known, right? They just want their own thing. And, you know, you have to accommodate them, but I always warn them up front, hey, it's not going to be cheap. As a matter of fact, the way it's priced, it's almost priced to discourage you and to discourage you. There you go laughing again, right?
No, you know, no, but I mean, just the way you say it, I mean.
I'm being so honest with you, Bill.
But I know you are. That's the amusing way that you.
That's funny, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because I know there's been a big. It seems like I see a lot of musicians moving to Detroit because they, like Limp Bizkit's lead guitar player, moved to Detroit and bought a house somewhere in some neighborhood, and he's redoing it one room at a time. And I'm sure there are people there that see this happening. And at the same time, they know where they're at. They're in Detroit. So being in Detroit is still dangerous to a degree. So
it is, man, especially if you're a woman. Women have been, seems like, under attack here, man. It's like the last few weeks we've had a number of women who've been killed. And in many cases, bodies just discarded on the street, man. And it speaks to the thing that I do, man. That's my focus with these community service annual free shooting lesson events, man, is if anything, one, it can empower you and give you some skills and get you interested in thinking about what you're going to do next. But two, it also raises awareness about how dangerous it is to be a woman.
Which is probably why you do that big training with the women, but that's beside the point. We're coming up on the break. I want to ask you about the success rate with your ladies. I'm sure you've heard some of the stories if they've happened. We'll be right back. My guest is Rick Ector, and this is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler was not too happy that former White House counsel Don McGahn was a no-show.
Let me be clear. This committee will hear Mr. McGahn's testimony, even if we have to go to court to secure it. We will not allow the president to block congressional subpoenas, putting himself and his allies above the law.
And the subpoena parade continues as former White House Communications Chief Hope Hicks and Annie Donaldson, an aide to former White House Counsel Don McGahn, were also subpoenaed. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, says he does not believe the United States is on the verge of war with Iran.
Nobody's talking about it. military solution to the current friction with the Iranians. I haven't heard anybody discuss that.
Those comments after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo briefed senators regarding Iran Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rick Ector. He is the chief instructor at Rick's Firearms Academy, and he also runs something called Legally Armed in Detroit. Now, you know, I've never asked you this on the air. What is Legally Armed in Detroit?
That's more so a concept I came up with, man. You know, you have the commercial end and you have kind of the non-commercial end. The non-commercial site, Legally Armed in Detroit, laid is primarily one in which, you know, I really delve into, you know, issues that are occurring in the local community, or whether on a statewide basis or regional, even tackle, you know, national issues. This is where I go into, you know, actually discussing a lot of the politics behind the whole practice of owning and carrying a gun. So, and also too, from a more practical standpoint, from places online that don't let commercial entities such as Rick's Firearm Academy Detroit post things. Well, because this site is a non-commercial type site. It's a blog where I do a lot of commentary. It slips under the radar. Now, hopefully none of the editors are listening to this program and learning how I'm circumventing their process. But,
right.
You know, necessity is the mother of invention. If I needed to create another way to get at the solution, I did it. And I guess if they stopped this, then I'd have to come up with some other entity to make it happen.
Was Legally Armed in Detroit. Now, you used to do a lot of TV appearances on, like, local talk shows on TV. And I watched some of them, and some of the people coming at you. I saw one where Rick was there, and they're talking, and one of the guys was like, "When the home invasion starts, maybe you should try to reason with them."
I remember that episode. Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
you've been talking about me laughing, but when that happened, you started gut laughing like there was.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You know what? And I apologize to your listening audience. Usually, I'm much more professional than what I just exhibited, but you know what? You totally caught me off guard with that, you know?
There's nothing wrong with laughing, nothing wrong with it at all. I thought it was as funny as you thought it was, because the guy was like, what, are we going to use our words with him? How do you talk somebody out of a home invasion?
Look, if I'm at home and you come into my home without permission, I'm sorry, the law here, at least in Michigan, I don't know about all the other areas in which your fine show travels all across the fine nation, man, but Rick is going to shoot you. Yes, I am. It's going to happen. I'm not even going to say stop. Don't move. I'm just going to shoot you. Don't come in.
In Michigan, like here in South Carolina, if I do draw up on somebody and they are in my house and they turn and try to take off, I have to sort of cease.
You don't want to shoot anybody in the back, but, you know, I've spoken with a lot of criminal defense attorneys that I respect, you know, also, too, the manner of them turning their back and retreating while they're still in your house. I mean, are they actually going for a door, or are they going for some place where they secreted some device to use to hurt you? Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not a lawyer, but I'll tell you what. I know enough that under any circumstances, inside or outside of my home, after I successfully defend myself, you know, my first call is going to go to my attorney, huh? And we'll handle the 911 call and, you know, whoever else needs to be talked to. But you know what? At that point, I'm now going into phase two. Phase two is protecting my freedom, and the best way to do that is to ensure you have effective representation.
That's an interesting point. What is it? Like, I've had sponsors before that were in the legal profession and did that kind of self-defense legal action, that legal service kind of thing. What is it you tell your people to do? If they are involved in a shooting where they do have to, you know, get lethal with these people, what do you tell them to do when they make that phone call?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I'm affiliated, and I know a lot of different, you know, shows and organizations have their own preferred provider of that service. But there's one particular service that I advocate, man, that's pretty big here, Firearms Legal, and, you know, essentially, once you're forced to defend yourself, you do what you have to do to survive, and you make the call. It's manned 24 hours a day by an attorney. They will get an attorney dispatched to you probably before the police even get there, you know. And until they get there, they're going to send someone there. Until they get there, just shut up. Observe your Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate yourself.
Do you want to mention that?
Firearms Legal.
Firearms Legal.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Is Firearms Legal, is that a nationwide company?
They are in many states. I don't believe they're in every state, but they're in most of them. A very good friend of mine is actually very big up in the company. He has my total respect, and I know he does a fine job. As a matter of fact, they were sponsors of my women's program this past Sunday. And as a matter of fact, while I'm throwing sponsors out there, man, let me just quickly say that actually putting on this event has been truly all hands on deck from various different organizations around Metro Detroit, organizations such as Freedom Firearms. They gave a couple of thousand rounds. Michigan Open Carry gave a couple of thousand rounds. Michigan Gun Owners gave 5,000. I had Manpower from Black Bottom Gun Club. I had Skip Coriel 1,000 rounds. Michigan Ammo gave 2,000 rounds. And my MVP was Phoenix Ammo. They were the top donors with 7,000 rounds of ammo. So, like I said, You know, we're a family as a community, and I put out the call, and everybody showed up to make sure I had enough ammo between women.
So how many rounds did you go through total?
Well, you know, it's math, man. 20 rounds per lady, you know. You know, if you train 800, you know, that adds up pretty quick, right?
Yeah. 16,000. So did you go through 16,000?
20 rounds each, man.
Yeah. Did you give them, like, two 10-round magazines, or how did you break that down?
You know, I'm not really certain exactly which gun they did. You know, it's like I'm part of the overall process. I've gone through every leg and stage of this whole event. What I've learned, as I did in my corporate existence, you know, many years ago, I've learned and mastered the fine art of delegation. By qualified, capable people that you know, that you have previously vetted. I have my two chief range safety officers who are also fellow training counselors through the National Rifle Association. I know them both intimately and very well, well aware of the qualifications. Before we even started the event, as we've done in years past, we had a meeting at like 7:15 in the morning just to go over the protocols and the rules and the expectations of what everyone is going to do. You know, what if this happens or that happens? Everything we covered in fine, in-depth detail so that there was no question that was not covered. So, yes, a couple people were groaning about starting and having a meeting at 7:15 when you're not expecting your first shooters to arrive until 9 o'clock. But you know what? No matter how many women I train to shoot, it all means nothing if we had an unfortunate incident and someone gets hurt. So always err on the side of safety.
There you go. Let me get you to hold right there. We'll be right back. Talking to Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, my name is...
name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
franklinarmory.com. Check them out. I am talking to Rick Ector, the very tired Rick Ector.
Hey, man, I just want to say that was one of my favorite tunes that you were playing, the Alice in Chains.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, love that song, man.
Yeah. I can pick them good, though, because most of my favorite singers they're all dead, so.
Well, you know, we can still appreciate them, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They have immortalized themselves. I bet you and I could probably put together a really nice old music podcast back when music was music.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm not going to totally turn my back on all of this stuff that's coming out, because actually there's some of this stuff I actually like, you know. So, and I may not even necessarily be all that intimately familiar with the artist or even the song, but I like it. I heard it some kind of way. I heard it probably on the local radio station that I really don't listen to, but I heard it. And I usually keep it on news, you know, radio. But every now and then I'll turn it to a commercial radio station. I'll hear a tune that catches my interest, and I'll jot down the title, and next thing you know, it's on my wall on Facebook. So, you know, I have a very eclectic mix of current music that I do listen to. And I guess at my age, with all this gray hair, it might turn a few heads and raise a few eyebrows, but I listen
to
young music too, man.
And how old are you, Rick? How old are you?
I'm 51 years young, sir.
51 years young, okay.
Yeah.
See, the reason I don't have any gray hair on my head is I shave it off.
You know what? Just keep it cut low, man. And then, you know, I was talking to my barber about this very thing a couple of weeks ago. And he was like, and I was telling him, well, you know, maybe I should go bald. That seems to be trendy. And he looked at me and made a logical argument. His logical argument to me was, it's like, you still have all of your hair. It's just gray. You know, only people that are going bald and have these receding hairlines,
yeah,
those are the guys that shave their head.
I don't.
You still have hair everywhere, so just keep it low.
Yeah, but see, I have a halo. I have a halo of hair. I don't, you know, on top of it, it's, it looks like a reflective surface on top. So that's why I shave it, because I like it. You know, if I had an extra head of hair, I'd probably be, I'd probably be
rocking it. It's gray, though. It's gray. It's gray.
Well,
it's
gray. Well, do the Grecian formula thing and make it like a pattern. Make it a swirly pattern or something.
No. I'm vain, but I'm not that vain.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So, anyway. You know, one thing that we did not mention is, because I'm going through this right now myself, to run through, it's not just like you guys had a line of 900 women running through. There had to be people reloading magazines. There had to be people. I mean, I'm sure a gun or two went down here and there. There's probably a couple.
Assembly.
Yeah.
It's like an assembly line, man. People loading magazines, and they're using, heaven forbid, magazine loaders, right? You know, and I always tell people when I teach the classes, you know, it's a rite of passage as a gun owner to know how to actually manually take your cartridges and manually put them into your magazine, right? You know, don't use, you know, these, you know, magazine loaders, right? Well, when we're talking about an event on this magnitude with the numbers of women that we have going through, no one would have any thumbs left if we did it manually. So, you know, we make allowances and have, you know, people putting them into the magazine with the loaders. So,
well,
I'm not a total sadist.
Well, it isn't about being a sadist. I agree with you. I think people need to go through that rite of passage. But I think you go through that passage really fast.
Someone had posted something on my page the other day. There's this company that's modifying Glocks where it keeps a LED countdown of how many rounds you have in your magazine. I mean, how low can we take this thing down to? I mean, you know, it's also a rite of passage to know how many cartridges are in your magazine and try to keep count of how many you have and know when to switch magazines before you get the slide lock empty. You know, it's just some of those things that you learn as you spend more time going down this personal protection rabbit hole.
I always like to try to shoot mine until, and I want, when the slide locks back on me, I want that to be a surprise.
Okay. Okay.
It don't take too much. Well, I mean, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. The average gunfight is it over?
It's usually over in a round or two if they don't hit, if they don't miss. Excuse me, but you know what? Some gunfights, even with those involving law enforcement, you know, talking about people who are, I mean, relatively close, 15 and in, man, it's you can miss someone. You really can.
I keep referring back to that.
You think it's hard to miss? You can actually miss someone with all the things that are going on with your body, man.
Well, look at the OK Corral gunfight that happened. They were like, you know, 5 paces apart.
Yeah. You know, you with all the physiological things that are going on, man, you could actually miss something relatively close. You know, and one of the things that a lot of people, you know, try to do, they try to stress themselves physically while they're shooting and training, you know, to try to, you know, mimic that response. But I don't think the average person, you know, doing calisthenics in a shooting booth or right outside the shooting booth can quite fit, encapsulate or recapture what an adrenaline dump is like, you know?
Yeah, an adrenaline dump is something altogether different.
Yeah.
That you cannot, I mean, you can't run 100 yards and come close to an adrenaline dump. Because the stress that they're trying to impart on them in a gunfight, you're not aware of the stress. You're not aware of what's going on. Physiologically, you're sort of in almost in a third person state. And it's only after you're coming down that all of the physiological fun stuff starts happening. You start projectile vomiting across the room and getting the shakes and crying uncontrollably and all that other stuff.
Right.
Makes self-defense shooting sound so romantic, doesn't it?
Well, you know, and you know, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, I know a number of good friends who've actually been in shootouts and that shoot people, man. And, you know, each account is the same as it is different. You know, it's just one of those things that you can't completely 100% prepared for, man. It happens, and you just hope that your training and everything just kicks in and that you're still here when it's over.
Yeah, the preparation has to be that you survive to go through the physiological changes. That's what the preparation has to be. You get that you make it through the gunfight if you have to be in one. But yeah, now let me ask you this. With your students, and I should have asked you this earlier, but we got about 2 minutes. Have your students had to do, have they had been put into a self-defense situation, any of the ones you've taught?
You know, I've had some who have had that situation occur before the class, and I've had some after the class, man. And, you know, each story, as I said, there's some similarities there, and there are definitely some differences, you know. And I've gotten away from this, but I usually would bring them in from time to time and do like an open house testimony kind of thing where they come in to share their story and lessons learned and what they think contributed to their success in surviving. You know, I haven't done that in a while, so glad you brought that up because I need to get one of those seminars going.
I would imagine where you're at, you probably had quite a few, as a matter of fact.
I've had quite a few of these seminars, man, and I'm going to keep doing them, you know, and I've gotten away from a lot of things that I used to do, and you sort of get into a new routine, but every now and then you need to reach back and keep up some of the things that you used to do. So I'm glad we had that conversation because now I'm making not just a mental note, I'm putting ink on paper right now.
Because you don't already have too much to do as it is.
You know what? And that's the thing, man. There's always something else that could be done. And everything is just fun and it's needed. And I find that I have a receptive audience.
Well, I'm going to tell you this in the remaining time we've got. Well, you know what? I don't have time to do it. But I will have you back on, and I'm going to tell you what I was going to tell you, and I'm not going to tell you till then. I want to thank you for coming on. Rick's Firearms Academy.
Now I'm in suspense.
Yeah, yeah. Rick's Firearms Academy, thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Anyway. All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective with confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.